Unit 6, page 62, exercise 4.
Good evening and welcome to History on 2. I'm Claire Patterson and the topic of today's programme is chance discoveries. My guest is archaeologist Dan Shipton. Hello, Dan, and welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Now, Dan, I believe some of the most famous discoveries of ancient cities were made by chance. Is that true?
Yes, that's right. Take the Roman city of Pompeii. It was discovered completely by chance when the Italians were building a canal in 1599. And there are lots of more recent discoveries too. In Greece in 1967, a diver made a really important discovery by chance. He found an underwater city on the south coast of Laconia. The town is called Pavlopetri.
Why was it such an exciting discovery?
Archaeologists studying Pavlopetri have discovered that it's the oldest underwater city in the world. It's about 5,000 years old. It was a busy Mycenaean city in about 2800 BC. Divers have found buildings, walls, streets and tombs, as well as a lot of smaller objects.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is. And some chance discoveries are even older. The Lascaux Caves in France are over 17,000 years old.
Really? Can you tell us how they were discovered?
Yes, of course. One summer's day in 1940, four teenagers were playing ball with their dog. One of them threw the ball and it fell down a hole. So the dog disappeared down the hole. When the boys went down the hole after the dog, they found a deep cave with over 2,000 fantastic paintings on the walls.
What are the paintings of?
They're mostly of animals, but also some people. Because the paintings are over 17,000 years old, the cave is one of the oldest historical places in Europe.
Can you visit the caves now?
No, unfortunately you can't. You can visit a copy of the caves, but the real ones are now protected.
Right. Now, I believe there's an amazing exhibition from China in London at the moment, the Terracotta Army. Can you tell us more about how that was found?
Yes, that was very lucky too. Some farmers discovered it by chance in 1974. They were digging for water when they found an army of statues.
What are these statues like?
They're soldiers, and they're the same size as real people. There are about 8,000 of them, but there could be more because archaeologists are still studying the area. What's more, they're all different. They're standing in line, and they look as if they're ready to attack. There are also horses.
Have they got weapons with them?
No, they haven't got any weapons because robbers stole those a long time ago.
How old are the statues?
The emperor Qin Shi Huang built them between 247 and 221 BC. They're near his tomb. He made them to protect him when he died.
So they've been standing there for over 2,000 years?
Yes, they have.
We're very lucky to have them in London.